This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hour here on the DJV program. Monday is upon us again. Do you believe that? Monday, it seems like 2 seconds ago we said, well, this is Friday, and 3 seconds before that was Thursday. That's the way it goes around the world. A lot of things going on for us to discuss, as is usual. When I say us, I mean Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen on ball and on board. Happy Father's Day, by the way, to all three of you. Thanks very much for I had a nice Father's Day, actually, and it was it was one of those things where you get all of it or you get none of it, and I get all of it,
so it was good.
A couple of things before we get to, let's see here, trending, the situation with Iran, OJ is added again, some of the things happened over the weekend. Mexico's government released a copy of the letter that the president earlier in this past week had teased as containing more details regarding the immigration deal between the two of us being their country and our country. The letter outlines an agreement which begins negotiating a future agreement, an agreement for a future agreement. Don't you love those? It's got to be lawyers working on this stuff, right? An agreement to have an agreement. The agreement is supposed to share the responsibility of processing refugee claims of migrants. Mexico also committed to start examining its laws and regulations, which is the most important part of this, as far as I'm concerned, about what you ladies think, but start right away examining laws and regulations to identify the changes which would ensure an agreement. So why can't we just come to an agreement? The two sides go back together again, let's see, 45, that would put it about the 1st of August, it would seem. Mexico has hit the goals discussed in the deal. They'll meet again in 90 days. So does this look like a fluffer nutter, or does this look like the real thing? What do you think? Jennifer, what about this putting the
pieces together? Well, I think just time will tell, right? If they're going to be serious about whether or not they're going to police their borders, it's still unfortunate to me that we can't rally and change our own laws rather than just relying on Mexico. But certainly they're our partner in this region, and you know, like in your neighborhood, you want your neighbor to be doing their part just like you do yours. So I think it's positive, and I think that the images I've seen from the borders show that there are at least some military from Mexico that are actually policing their southern border. So I would be optimistic about it.
All right, so then the president and his pushing and demanding has done at least, and maybe not the trick, but has done some good. As you say, there are a lot of activities on the Mexican side of the border over the weekend that would seem to indicate that they're going to do something, which they have done to this point. They haven't done a damn thing except encourage by not doing anything. If you don't do anything, what is the old expression, to act? No, not to act is to act. And if you don't do anything, then that says to people who are watching the situation, okay, well, we're going to be able to do what we've always done. And it's their problem as much as ours in that, well, it's ours ultimately, but then as they come through, they're kind of marauding. There are a lot of people that were undesirable. Some of these people really do have needs that have come from Honduras and El Salvador and Ecuador, places like that. But there are many of the gangs that are represented by these countries and the gangs in Mexico that have infiltrated the groups coming across. And that has to... It all has to stop, as far as I'm concerned. Victoria, when you first saw this, what did you think?
Well, I think that the new president of Mexico, I think, is also a factor here that we haven't really spoken about much, but I do think that he deserves some credit because I think he recognizes that there is a huge problem, and, you know, he's the guy we did mention him when he first got elected. He flies commercial and doesn't, you know, was trying to, I guess, eliminate some of the corruption in Mexico, which we know how much is there. So I'm hopeful that obviously something does need to be done. I think everyone can agree on that. So I'm hopeful that, you know, working together, maybe it'll we'll come up with a better solution. But I do think that we have to give some credit to the new president of Mexico for sure.
Well, the one thing that I have a problem with that about is, yes, he came to the table, but the reason that there's been a surge is because when he was first elected to office in January, that's when these overwhelming numbers of people started coming, and it was because he didn't want to police his borders, because he said he had a humanitarian commitment to let people kind of go in and out of the country. So, well, I'm glad that he is working. I think he probably has his heart in the right place, because he does want to get rid of some of the corruption that has plagued Mexico's government forever. One of the reasons we're even in this position is because he actually pulled some of the border crossings and checkpoints at the southern border, because he thought it was these people's right to walk through his country. So that's he has an ideological difference, obviously, than the last president did. And there's probably some good, but there's also some tough stuff like this that we have to overcome.
So, and a lot of times we don't think about this in terms of other countries. Is this fellow right of center, left of center, in the middle? Where is he politically in terms
left
of his
center.
Attitude?
Yeah.
Left of center. Okay. So then he wouldn't necessarily get along with Trump that well anyway. In terms of how you get things done. Because a lot of these deals that are done between various countries are the same as what goes on between the political parties here in our country. If you don't agree philosophically, then you don't do anything. So, that's I didn't know that. That was, I guess I could have guessed it, though, Jennifer, under the circumstances. So, going league with this, the governor of Florida has signed a sanctuary city ban in his state. The state's law enforcement agencies will have to cooperate with federal immigration authorities. Have they not been doing that to this point? This is one of the strictest sanctuary city bans in the country. Ban focuses mostly on immigration detainers, those who request for a law enforcement to hold a deportable individual for 48 hours beyond when they would have been released. Florida doesn't have any official sanctuary cities anyway, but there have been some cases of officials refusing to honor a detainer without a judicial order. So the governor said in a statement that Ron DeSantis, the governor, this law ensures we do not treat non-citizens better than Americans and will help ensure Floridians are not being victimized by illegal aliens. See, with that, he says something that I agree with. The law we now have, or that some people want us to adopt, does, in my mind, treat people who are not citizens of our country better than some of the citizens in our country who are having a tough time. You break the law, you go to jail. These people break the law, and they get a roof and a house, a meal and a house over there, a roof over their head. It frustrates the hell out of me, frankly, when I see this sort of thing going on, and we get all indignant about it. Some of us get all indignant about it. And, it's like there are two sets of laws, one for people who live here and one for people who don't. And it's fine to help people if they need help, really. And these people, some of them really do need help, and others don't. But to treat them, in some cases, giving them more rights and stuff than we have, I don't see it. What about the two, Jennifer, Victoria? Am I on the right page or the wrong page?
I would say you're on the right page. That's part of some of the issues that I have in California, is that it seems that there's more not only just benefits to the law, but also just more programs, more things available for people who are non-citizens than are citizens. And that when you're being overrun in a state like California, I would imagine Florida would be the same way, that is tough to swallow when you're a taxpayer. I pay a lot of taxes in the state. I want to be feeling like I'm safe and secure, and I want those programs to go to residents of California, to citizens of the country first, but with not being cruel in any way, but I think just making sure that there's a tiered system at this at some point.
All right, Victoria.
Yeah, we've talked about this a lot. I feel like I think we all kind of agree that, you know, people, I'm the daughter of an immigrant. I want everyone to do it the right way. My dad is an immigrant and did it the right way, and also feels very strongly that people should do it the right way. So I'm not in faith. I have never understood sanctuary cities, and I don't know. I don't get it.
How do you justify that? Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah. So, but the reason I asked was because I thought that in this circumstance, this is the first time it seems in black and white that it is evident that the some of the people that are being brought in here or are coming in here that are non-citizens do get treated better than some people that are American citizens. And I think that's the thing that's hardest to chew. All right, Jen, what's up with OJ?
All right, OJ is back again. He says he's looking to settle a few scores. He launched a Twitter account this weekend with a video post in which he said he's got a little getting even to do. He confirmed the new account to the AP and several news outlets over the weekend, saying in a phone interview while on a Las Vegas golf course that it will be a lot of fun. He says he's got things to straighten out. He didn't elaborate before he had to go. He ended the call, but this is really the first time he's actively sought the attention of the news media. After he got out of jail, he was really trying to kind of keep a low profile, but now he says he has some stories to tell. He said his followers should read all of his thoughts and opinions and that he would comment on just about everything. There are apparently a lot of fake OJ accounts out there, but this one is official. He said he was happy and healthy living in Las Vegas. This last week was the 25th anniversary of the killings of his ex-wife, Nicole, and her friend, Ron Goldman, after they were stabbed to death on June 12, 1994. He was acquitted of that crime. As we know, there are a lot of people out there that think he got away with a whole lot, and so this will probably be a way for him to communicate with both his supporters and those who think that he's living on borrowed time, essentially.
Good God.
It just shows you that even whether he did it or not, when you have all of that attention around you for such negative things and you get away with it and you don't have to deal with it, you don't go to prison for that, you just go away, right? You just live a quiet life, be a dad, do these things, but he does not have
mentally,
that in him.
He's mentally not stable. That would be the way I'd read this, frankly. You don't do stuff like this if you're mentally, you do exactly what you just said. You just go away. You hide, you try to maybe get it. Well, he doesn't need a job because he's got all that money hidden away someplace. His full-time job would keep Ron Goldman from getting a hold of his money. Other than that, do we all care or do we not care? I don't really give a damn what he says. I don't think he's relevant. And frankly, it's just another way for somebody to sponge up airtime, to take the oxygen out of the room, when there are many more important people and things to talk about. Is it interesting to sort of see where he is at this point? Okay, maybe for a few minutes. But other than that, really, I remember when you just gave the date. You remember I started on KBC in 1993. And of all the people that were on the air in Los Angeles, I was the only one who said, let's give OJ a chance. Let's see what really shakes out here. And I was roundly pummeled by most people. It took a while, and it was one of those things. It's like you got to do what the hometown folks want you to do, and the hometown folks, at least that listened to KBC at the time, but most of the other talk shows as well, the hosts would say, OJ, fry him, he did it. And so that's what I remember most about that circumstance. Actually, I was in it was being broadcast in down on Oceanside. I was on a station down there, which is near San Diego, and I was sitting in a bar talking to the manager of the station, and that was when the chase took place. I remember it like it was yesterday. It was a beautiful place. We're sitting there watching this and thinking, oh, God, this is just another car. This was California at the time. Car chases every day, bad guys on the highway. It was like a series on TV. Right, Jennifer, you remember that when were you born?
I was in high school when I don't remember a lot of car chases before OJ, though. I almost think he was the very first one that started getting media. Yeah, that's what I think, that it started media attention and everybody was on TV with these car chases. They would happen all the time. I just remember so many things changed, like court TV became a thing because of OJ.
Yeah.
There were newscasts that were added because people just wanted, they were so desperate for more information every single day during the OJ trial. And after the killings, I don't think anybody believed he really did it because he was so likable and charismatic. Mm-hmm. And I don't think anybody thought ever that he had it in him. And probably what sticks with me most is that it really had a correlation to the tense racial climate that was going on in L.A. right after the riots during that time.
Yep, I think that's probably true. Victoria, what do you remember about OJ when you were a kid?
Not much.
21 at the hour.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Expression, but I've learned a lesson of stressing and obsessing about somebody else is no fun. And snakes and thorns never broke my bones. So you need to calm down. You're being so loud.
So he focused on this song, I think, on Friday. Taylor Swift. Who the song, by the way, if you didn't hear it when we were talking about it, I hadn't heard it on the radio, called You Need to Calm Down. So fresh off the release of that song, she surprised an unsuspecting crowd at a pride celebration in New York at the Stonewall Inn with an acoustic set of music. If you didn't know it, this month marks 50 years since the 69 riots that launched the gay rights movement that broke out at that particular bar, the Stonewall Inn. And then, let's see, who else showed up? Jesse Tyler Ferguson from Modern Family hosted the event, introduced Swift, and could be seen dancing on stage as she performed her song, Shake It Off. Afterwards, Ferguson tweeted, quote, I'm so happy I don't have to keep this secret any longer. Look who came to celebrate the 50th anniversary of Stonewall at the Stonewall Inn. Taylor Swift, you're a gem. Thank you for everything you do for the LGBTQ community. We hear you.
Heart you. This, but yeah.
What is that? I don't know what that
like
means.
Like, we love you. It's a heart.
Oh, okay. So much to say we heart you, I suppose. Like, listening. I'm trying to follow, by the way, some of the lingo that I'm not familiar with because... Some people like to think that I'm the epitome of the white boy. When the black guy on Chicago PD gets into a conversation with some of his homies, I'm completely lost. Don't even know what they're talking about. So maybe that says something. Maybe okay. Not. maybe it does. Anyway, afterwards, Ferguson tweeted some other stuff. You need to calm down, which features the lyrics, Why are you mad when you could be glad? And another part of the lyric line, control your urges to scream of all those people you hate, because shade never made anybody less gay. Calls out haters and homophobes and all that kind of stuff. Since the song's release on Friday, there's been an influx of donations to GLAAD, as a matter of fact, the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation. And they also started a Facebook fundraiser for fans to support the LGBTQ advocacy work for Pride Month, with $1,300 as a goal since 13 is Swift's lucky number. to kick off Pride Month, Swift wrote an open letter to one of her senators. Remember, we talked about that, Lamar Alexander, in support of the Equality Act, which is before them now. So I'm just thinking of one of my state reps in Framingham, who is the head of, he's having a fundraiser this week, and I'd forgotten that June is Pride Month. He's openly gay. He's a very good guy. Does a great job, which is what I care about. I don't care. He's got a cute kid that actually brings him to the farm all the time. But you know what? It's time we, for me anyway, we give it a break. All these people that don't like somebody else because they're different. You know what? In reality, you're different. We're all different. So give it a rest. Right? Get over it, maybe. That's the better way of putting it. All right, next up musically, Adele. Spice Girls superfan Adele had the time of her life at their final stop on the reunion tour in London Saturday. She documented it all on Instagram, which is kind of cute. Adele posted a series of photos and videos from the show, which was at Wembley Stadium, including a video of her singing along to Stop in the back of a car, a photo of her with Jerry Halliwell, and a video of her with friends dancing to Spice Up Your Life. Kind of cute, huh? She wrote, quote,
she looked like she had a blast.
Yeah. Last time I saw the Spice Girls at Wembley was 21 years ago. Tonight with my nearest and dearest, I cried, laughed, screamed, danced, reminisced, fell back in love with my 10-year-old self. It's no secret how much I love them, how much they inspired me to run for my life and never look back. That's an important thing, I think. You know, when you got to keep moving. So she loves these British legends and lets everybody know it. Spice Girls also posted about Adele's visit, sharing a picture of the group posting with her and writing, "Thank you for coming to celebrate with us last night at Adele. We love you." Or, "We heart you." How's that? Pretty good, huh, Victoria?
Sure.
"We heart you." Yeah, very good. That sounds so cool, I know. 28 past the hour.
Laugh more, cough less. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Laughter is good for you. It's been demonstrated to lower blood pressure, reduce stress hormones, lessen respiratory infections, and even lower your chances of getting the common cold. Laughter has also been shown to help memory and learning. And in addition to all those medical benefits, guess what? Laughter also helps make life more fun, which has a direct impact on your emotions. It's tough, after all, to feel anxious or depressed in the middle of a very deep, hearty laugh. So, laugh more, watch comedies, read things that make you laugh, and take yourself way less seriously. The more open you are to funny experiences, the more likely you'll find them. Not only will you laugh more, but you'll also cough less, and you'll likely feel a heck of a lot better, too. For all things emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
This is what Flo from Progressive sounds like in one of our many hilarious commercials.
Hi, did you know that you can get a quote on your motorcycle insurance in under 3 minutes at Progressive.com? And did you know that saying hi makes even bad news sound good? Hi, you have high cholesterol. Hi, you're fine.
And this is what that same commercial sounds like on your motorcycle.
Hi, there's so much hate.
Even our commercials sound better on a bike. And with basic policy starting at $75 a year, Progressive helps keep you on yours. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says President Trump has said he doesn't want a war with Iran, but that military options are on the table after the administration blames Iran for attacks on two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman last week.
These were attacks by the Islamic Republic of Iran on commercial shipping on the freedom of navigation with a clear intent to deny transit through the strait.
However, members of the crews of the vessels claim they were struck by flying objects and not Iranian mines, as the U.S. and Saudi Arabia have claimed, and some Iranian officials are claiming the U.S. attacked the vessels so then it could blame Iran. In Philadelphia, a graduation party turns into a crime scene last night. Police say a gunman opened fire, killing one person, wounding seven others. At last check, no arrests have been made. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Light into the day. Monday, the 17th of June is upon us. Yes, Jennifer, we're halfway through the month of June.
That's depressing. I can't even believe it. It's almost Christmas.
Yeah, right. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, everybody. All right, let's get to what's going on here on the DJV program, or more of what's going on. Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schilling is at the controls in our studio in Washington, and Sarah Netanyahu, who's the wife of the Prime Minister of Israel, has been convicted of misusing public funds to pay for meals at the residence. There, the Prime Minister's residence, Benjamin Netanyahu pays a fine of about $15,000 as part of a plea agreement, which the judge there in the magistrate's court accepted. After a more serious charge of fraud was dropped, Ms. Netanyahu admitted to the lesser offense of exploiting the mistake of another person. In a short response to the decision, she told the court, quote, "I have suffered enough." That's a weird response.
Yeah.
To,
You know, that's something that happens here, is that whoever the president is has to pay for their own food, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is kind of interesting. So, I wonder what the rules are like over there.
Well, I
apparently it's the same thing. I guess they have to cover all their own personal expenses and food, and I guess...
Right.
part of the problem with that is that they have a catering manager who is in charge of ordering the food. So she was kind of double dipping there as well with the money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, $50,000 worth of food. The orders were illegal under the law because there was a cook employee at the residence at the time whose job was to cater for the prime minister's family and their guests. And so they took a lot of money, public money, against public rules. It's kind of like thumbing your nose at the people who elected you, I guess, in a manner of speaking. Get away with it if you can get away with it. So that's an interesting statement about what we do here. The fact that Trump is not taking his check, or he's giving it, does that affect this at all? If he's not, he's still paying, even though he's not getting paid as president? I wonder what the rule is on that.
I don't think there's a rule. You just don't have to take a paycheck. So what he does is he, every quarter, I think, donates his paycheck to a government fund. So I think it was like parks. He did parks, I think, at one point, national parks. He does different things that he donates to, and they make the announcement every quarter as to where it's going. But I think, I mean, he still pays for his food and everything else. He still takes those expenses.
Okay. And takes it. I wonder if that is a business expense. How do you take it if you're a business person? Can you take it as a business expense? Because
you're
in the business of being president. That'd be interesting to look at. A lot of people take a lot of shots at him because he's, over the years, taken a lot of... I was trying to remember where I saw something or what I heard over the weekend. Somebody on some program... Oh, I know. It was one of those Sunday morning shows yesterday where there was people who didn't like Trump and... Oh, you know who it was? It was Ocasio-Cortez, who was on one of the Sunday morning news shows, talking about how many billions of dollars he's taken in public aid because of the way he runs his company, and he doesn't pay anybody, and pays him when he does pay him, it's minimum wage. And
well, that's been the story in New York and New Jersey my entire life, so she's not wrong. She's a New Yorker. I mean, that's how all New Yorkers, that's just sort of common knowledge. The rest of the country doesn't seem to know it or believe it, but that is how it's always been.
So how much support did he get when he was elected? How much support did he get from New York City and New York State?
Anybody not much. He won Staten Island. I know that. And I think some pieces of upstate, but I don't think the city just doesn't like him.
No. Well, maybe that's the reason they don't.
As you would expect. I mean, they're going to vote for the Democratic candidate, just like in Los Angeles. You're going to get the Democratic candidate. I don't think there's not a huge surprise there.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So what do we have cooking in your mind there, Victoria?
Well, a couple sports stories that are trending right now. The first one is kind of interesting. It's a Babe Ruth story. And we don't often hear stories about Babe Ruth anymore, but a Babe Ruth jersey broke the world record for the most expensive piece of sports memorabilia on Sunday. It sold for $5.64 million. And the jersey dates back to Babe Ruth's days with the New York Yankees from 1928 to 1930. And it broke the previous world record of $4.4 million, which was also a Babe Ruth jersey, and that was one from 1920. And so this auction was actually done. It began on Saturday and it concluded yesterday, and it was done in conjunction with Babe Ruth's family. They had over 400 items up for auction, including this jersey that broke the world record. So they have not announced who the actual buyer is of the jersey, but lots of stories on Twitter, lots of hashtags, Sultan of SWAT, and all kinds of stuff like that. So
would you say the family is trolling for money just to get... Are these the grandchildren, I guess, at this point in time?
I would guess so. I mean, at this point, though, what are they going to do with it? If they have 400 items... I don't know. What, do you just leave it in a storage locker? I mean, it's nicer if someone wants to buy it. Maybe they'll donate some of the money to charity. And people like to have memorabilia on display. But if you're the family, unless you want to have your own museum, I would imagine it's probably hard to have all of that on display.
Mm-hmm. All right, Wimbledon. Not Wimbledon. Who is it? It's the World Cup this weekend, wasn't it?
Women's World Cup soccer. Yep. And United States beat Chile 3-0. That was a record-setting night for Carly Lloyd. So now we're in the second group stage match. And, of course, they had that big blowout against Thailand in the first game. And so now we have secured a spot in the round of 16. And both Sweden, which also beat Thailand on Sunday, and the U.S. are already assured a spot in the knockout round. And so the win returns the U.S. to the top of Group F. And so we're ahead of points by a goal. We're basically one goal ahead of Sweden in terms of points. So we're doing pretty well so far.
Gary Woodland held off Brooks Koepka to win the U.S. Open. Say that again, Doug. To win the U.S. Open. I don't know how many people are following golf here. Nobody here plays golf, I don't think. Does anybody here play golf? I certainly.
No.
Not if I can help it.
No. All right, so there you go. Bingo, bango. All right, so let's see. I'm looking around at some of the things that are important as to the day today. It's National Eat Your Vegetables Day. Yippee. Yippee-ki-yo-ki-yay. If you've got a youngster, last night having dinner with the kids, and Miles likes to eat his broccoli, but he doesn't like peas for whatever the reason.
I'm with him. I still don't like peas.
Yeah, me too.
I think he's a smart kid.
Well, he is a kind of a smart kid. I posted, I haven't put it on our Facebook page. I had a picture of him with me. We were at the Kids Space, Jennifer, in Pasadena yesterday.
Uh-huh. It's a fun one.
Oh, yeah, it's a great place. A lot of fun. And we spent 4 hours, actually, there yesterday afternoon. The graduation speech was given by Matthew Megan's husband, so they were both at that. And they said, Gramps, what do you want to do? And I said, let's take Miles. He didn't want to go sit in that graduation thing for all that time. So we went out to kids. And we walked in at 4 and a half. And there is a sign in the front there. It's one of those woven signs with greens growing on it, and it said Kids Space. And he looked at me, and he said, Grabs, look at the sign, Kids Space. Well, there it is. Yes, that's what the sign says, Miles. That's exactly what the sign says. So anyway, today is National Eat Your Vegetables Day. Great time to give them a try. You can, and they're just beginning to come up. Peas are around now. Lettuce, a lot of the things, spinach that grow early. That's a good time to get really good fresh greens, especially. If you can manage a bit of experimentation in the kitchen, you can discover how many delicious recipes there are there for them. So whether you're digging into your favorite salad or trying kale, for the first time, I don't get kale. I don't. Anybody here like kale? It's a weed.
Kale. I love it raw, and I love it cooked. It's all good.
You do?
I like the baby kale in a salad. Yeah.
Really? It's a weed, you know.
It's all right. It's good. Like, it's fine.
Yeah. So the guy who's going to start growing weed.
Well, that's actually why it's called weed, because it was a weed. It's a cultivated weed. And I wonder how much you look around at all the things that we eat these days or the things that we smile. I never have gotten, you know, there's a, I have a friend who lives in the Southwest who used to smoke peyote. Is that how you pronounce it? I think peyote, something close to that. Anyway, it's like, it's kind of like, I think it's stronger than cannabis, if I'm not mistaken. But
definitely has the reputation for being, that's like the stuff Jim Morrison would do in the desert. You just puke your brains out for
from
a week.
Yeah, right. Well, that's the stuff, the things that I took when I was down in Peru last fall, it was the same thing. It was, you know, it was having that stuff. I took a mixture of it, that was a compote, and drank it. And yeah, I told you, I was sick for 2 days drinking this stuff. I can't imagine people who would be smoking it or using it all the time. But anyway, the point is that there are so many things that grow that are just weeds that then become domesticated. It's kind of like dogs that are wild and they become domesticated, or anything that's wild that lives that becomes domesticated. And that's what's happened to a lot of stuff. But the first person who looked at something on the ground and said, I think we ought to smoke that. Who was that? Who's the person that looks at something and says, okay, let's smoke it? Yes. Whether it just seems kind of silly to me. However, that's the way it is. You're all welcome to do what you do as long as you don't hurt somebody else. I guess that's the bottom line. 44 after the hour here on the DJV program. May I invite you to get healthy the correct way using Calotrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. I spell it because the main ingredient is collagen. And a lot of times people confuse the two. Although, because I've been talking about it here on this program for a couple of years, obviously there is support from you because they wouldn't keep having me tell you the message if it didn't work. That is, if you weren't buying what I'm selling and I'm selling what they're selling, and they're selling a safe way for you to lose weight. No diets, no drugs, no stimulants. It's the all-natural, the healthiest choice in America to help you lose weight safely. And a lot of people want to do that. For whatever the reason, I'm not here to judge you for whatever the reason. Sometimes I am judgmental about this when we're talking about it on the air, but in this circumstance, this is my message to you. Use Calitrin to help with weight loss, and the main ingredient being collagen also has side benefits, like you don't have joint pain, you have better sleep, more natural energy. Maybe this is good for you, Jennifer. It'll also aid in digestion. There's no side effect whatsoever. It helps you sleep better. You take four of these capsules when you go to bed, and it goes to work on your body. And it will over time. It's not something you're going to lose the weight in 5 days or 5 weeks even. Stay on the program for 4 or 5 months, and you train your body that's what it does. You know, it trains your body to not take on extra. With the readdition of collagen, you stop making it yourself when you're in your 20s. So this stimulates your body to start making it again. And once you've been on it for 4 or 5 months, the collagen then starts to reproduce on its own in your body. And that's how you lose the weight, getting lean muscle as a result of a little exercising, push the fat out, lose the weight. So you go to toploss.com for the special Father's Day deal, which continues this week, which is $10 off every bottle of Calitrin, $30 off a 90-day supply. But I think, as I said, this is a 4 or 5 month deal for you to get it going, jumpstart the collagen production again in your own body, and keep the weight off. Use the code DJV for that deal and for free shipping. That's DJV. Order Calitrin at toploss.com. Can you imagine going to jail and losing everything? Having your book banned? Sounds kind of crazy, doesn't it? Well, there's a fellow named Charles Pixley, and that's exactly what happened after he discovered a product called 714X and organized a team of doctors to do research and test it. In his book, Do No Harm with 714X, Pixley asked what happened to the healing arts in America. Cancer alone has become a big business. Is the FDA and Big Pharma holding back treatments and cures to protect their multi-billion dollar diagnosis and treatment businesses? After decades of research, months in prison, and 22 years of silence, Charles Pixley is speaking out again. His book, Do No Harm with 714X. You can get a copy of it for $10 when you use the promo code DJV at 714xbook.com. That's 714xbook.com, promo code DJV. Education is the best medicine.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hi, Jen, your job is to bring us up to date on what's on TV tonight. And
well,
I guess as an aside, I just wondered, anybody see Men in Black over the weekend?
I did not.
No.
Had a busy weekend. I wanted to go to the movies, but no time.
All right, so what's up tonight?
All right, so tonight, let's start here first. So the season premiere of Raven's Home, for those of you who like Raven Simone, season number 3 is back on the Disney Channel. That's at 8 o'clock. The CW is bringing back Whose Line Is It Anyway? I love that show. That's at 9 o'clock on the CW. ABC has a series premiere. This one looks kind of interesting if you need a little soapy summer story to watch. Grand Hotel is the name of that. It comes on ABC at 10 o'clock, and it follows a whole family of people. Eva Longoria is behind this show, and it's got a pretty, pretty sexy cast. So if you want a little something soapy for the summer, check that out. Before that, of course, you have an episode brand new of The Bachelorette as Hannah continues her journey to find love. That's at 8 o'clock. The Code is new on CBS at 9, and Fox has a new night, Beat Shazam at 8, followed by So You Think You Can Dance at 9.
I think that Code is a pretty good show, actually. 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tech Talk time, everybody. It's Monday the 17th of June, so Victoria Keelan is at her game. And the first story is a focus on Walmart. This is sort of a shot across the bow for Amazon, I would guess. Yes,
it would appear so. Yep, yeah. Absolutely. Walmart has introduced an unlimited grocery delivery service called Delivery Unlimited. Very creative name. The service is an expansion of Walmart's existing delivery and pickup efforts, but this time, if for the unlimited service, it will cost $98 for the year. So that means every time you order anything above $35, then you don't have to pay the delivery fee. That's essentially the bonus. So you can pay $98 up front for the year or $12.95 a month. And
sure. How does Amazon handle that in terms
they
of
they are cost? $119 a month or annually. So this
but
is definitely cheaper.
The quality of the food though, you get at Walmart, it's a lot less even though the quality is not as good as it used to be in my mind at in terms of looking at the produce and the things that are at Whole Foods versus what you get produce-wise at Walmart. I don't think you can compare them. Do you? Have you done shopping?
I've never been to Walmart, I can't really tell you. I don't know. I do know that Walmart has, I think they do have some organic things. And Walmart, I think so. And, some, and you know, their prices are, a lot of people who live in rural areas especially, you know, Walmart is kind of one-stop shopping. That's grocery, and that's why they've expanded their grocery, because it really is just, you can get everything that you need all in one place, which is really convenient. And so this annual service comes as Walmart has introduced a number of other initiatives to try to entice online shoppers to the stores, including introducing free one-day shipping for orders over $35. They have pickup towers at a number of the stores, so that allows you to place your order ahead of time, and then you go and everything's waiting for you. They have a similar thing to what Amazon tried, where Walmart has their employees deliver groceries into your house. It allows them into the house, and then they stock your refrigerator for you. That didn't really work so well for Amazon. I'm not sure how that's going over with the Walmart audience either. I think people still, rightfully so, have issues with letting strangers in their house and into their refrigerator. Yeah. I personally would not like that either, so I get it. But so Walmart, again, they are really trying to go up against Amazon. Walmart's annual fee, like I said, is cheaper than Amazon's. Amazon's is $119 for the year. But Walmart has their new $98 annual cost is on target or on par with Target, and their new delivery service Instacart is also $99 a year. So they're competing with the right people, I think, and it just time will tell if it works.
I just would be hesitant. I don't, you know, we've talked about this on my American Family Farmer show about how the organic label is bastardized and it's not worth much anymore, frankly, in most circles. So they can tell you you're getting organic food at Walmart, but I'm not sure that's what you're really getting. At any rate, it's an interesting business model. Speaking of that, Google has officially revealed the new Pixel 4 phone. Let's find out about that.
The Geek Out.
Well, that was unexpected of you, Google. Last week, the company took the very unusual step of confirming the new Pixel phone, both in the model's name and even a photo. Via the Made by Google Twitter account, the new Pixel 4 was shown, specifically the new square camera array on the back. Now, the reason for this is weird, because the Pixel 4, while we know is coming, isn't due until October, and we've just never seen a device confirmed so far in advance. Many speculate Google's goal was to get ahead of any suggestion they copied Apple, who is also rumored to have a square camera array on the back of their upcoming iPhone 11. If you haven't seen it yet, we've retweeted Google's confirmation of the Pixel 4 over on Twitter at The Geek Out.
What if new plans were no problem? Introducing the all-new Toyota RAV4 Limited. With cutting-edge technology and revolutionized style, it's ready to handle any what-if in your path.
Visit toyota.com/testmiles for more details, and thanks, Toyota, for your support.
All right, while we're on the delivery kick here, Victoria, Target offering some delivery through their website. This is not necessarily food, though, is it?
No, it's this is everything. This is, of course, not to be outdone by the Walmart news of the grocery delivery. Target has now announced that most U.S. customers, there are a few geographic exceptions if you live too far away from a Target store, but for the most part, most U.S. customers can now select same-day delivery for orders placed directly through the Target website. And if they total more than $35, then you get a flat fee delivery of $9.99. If a Target shopper is already a member of the shopping app called Shipt, then the $9.99 delivery fee is actually waived. Target and Shipt are blending together for all of the shipping needs because Target actually bought them for $550 million back in 2017. And again, this is all an effort to take on Amazon and Walmart. So it's kind of like the three big ones here just keep going around in circles and trying to outdo each other.
Yeah. I'd actually put my faith in Target of the three.
I would, too.
Frankly. Yeah, 59 past the hour, DJV time.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.